This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnights at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 6.51, down 7 on the open December, 6.66 and 3 quarters, down 9. At the Board of Trade on LaSalle Street in Chicago, September wheat opened at 6.73, down 5.5 on the open December, 6.91, down 6 March, 6.89, down 6.5 May, 6.63, down 4.5 July, 5.80, down 6.25 on the open. September corn opened at 322.5, down 5.5 on the open December, 339.5, down 5.75 March, 354.5, down 6 May, 364, down 6.5 July, 373.5, down 6.25 December of next year, 388.5, down 6.25 on the open. September soybeans opened at 816. Down 23 on the open. November, 8.30, down 24.5. January, 8.45, down 25.5. March, 8.55, down 26.5. May, 8.60, down 27. July, 8.69, down 29.5. August, 8.70, down 29 on the open. September soybean meal opened at 221.50, down 6.30 on the open. October 222.50, down 8.50. September soybean oil opened at 35.05, down 79 on the open. October 35.25, down 78. At the Merck August Live cattle open at 91.50, down 62.5 on the open. October 95, down 92.5. December 98.20, down 70. February 98.40, down 57.5 on the open. August feeders open at 116, down 17.5 on the open. September 116, down 37.5. October 116.30, down 25. November 116.70, down 22.5 on the open. October lean hogs open at 67.75, down 82.5 on the open. December 66.65, down 102.5. February 67.65, down 80. April 68.80, down 85 on the open. And August bellies open at 74.10, down 10 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Market Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, earlier this week, all the signs were there for what was potentially a meltdown. We had a key reversal yesterday in the wheat overnight. We broke the right neckline and a head and shoulders top of the soybean market. So now that we're in the midst of this free fall, the question is, where will we catch? Let's begin with the beans. If you look at a traditional picture of what a soy head and shoulders top would do, you might say that the bottom measured from the top of the market would put you at that gap at 720 to 725. But many people say, based on fundamentals, they're not willing to go that low. Where are you?
Well, I'll take one day at a time. But, you know, there's nothing pretty in the chart picture here this morning with November soybeans having penetrated the neckline and a key speed line type trend line that I use a lot. I think initially here, before we talk about something as low as what you had mentioned, 7.25, I think you have to kind of see what the $8 level does to soybeans. I think that's probably the next key support level is this 8-something. A lot of times, you know, those benchmarks, the eights and the 50-cent pieces, or the dollars and the 50-cent pieces, the market will at least find initial support or initial resistance. And I think that's probably the short-term target. That will give everybody a chance then to see how much rain we do get here over the next 5 days and how much good it actually does the soybean crop. But, you know, there's a lot of noise here with the outside market activity on this subprime mortgage crisis that we have going on. A lot of hedge funds are maybe liquidating their positions in corn and soybeans to come up with cash flow, margin requirements, and whatnot. So a lot of times when you have this much noise around and an outside feature like this subprime mortgage issue, the markets have a tendency to maybe make some lows or at least some temporary lows. So I think we might be in that window here over the next 3 days because we're just kind of in a panic situation here in the marketplace.
You mentioned a speed line. How do you draw that line on this chart, on the NOVES?
Well, the speed line that I'm looking at it comes off of the 06 low, which we made a year ago.
In October.
September, I think.
Oh, yes.
Then off of the high that we made here in July. And what it is the speed line would be the one-third would be one-third of that distance. And then yet the one-half speed line, which would be half of the distance, and two-thirds speed line would be two-thirds of the distance. Measured down from the top that we had here about 949. So that one-third speed line has been kind of, the market's been kind of hovering around that for the last 3 weeks or so as the market has kind of been in this sideways to higher mode until here yesterday where we kind of went below that one-third speed line, and then an overnight trade we clearly penetrated, and at least here in the early goings of the regular session, we're penetrating it.
And I guess that 66 then would be what, around 812-ish, 815-ish?
Yeah, somewhere in that. I got the way my line is drawn is going to be somewhere, that one-half speed line would be right around the $8 level as the initial support if the market can't, you know, regain its bearings here on this current decline.
Turn your attention to the corn market then where we've also broke a short-term uptrend line that was off of the July lows.
Yes, and we're right on it here today. We did go underneath it here initially here this morning, but when you look at the daily action, we're hanging right here at 37.38. So I think the technicians, what they'll look for is to see if we close above this uptrend line drawn from the July 23rd low, holds, or if we start getting a couple closes underneath that trend line, then that would signal at least a retest of that July low that we had here in Dease corn, which would be somewhere around, oh, my guess would be right around this 23 level.
24 and a half.
So that would be the initial reaction. But the corn market, you got to keep in mind, we've been down about 5-6 days here. So the market might begin to try to stabilize here, but it's all going to take its clue, I think, from soybeans here today.
A week ago, I believe it was on a Thursday, we had a key reversal in the wheat, or at least we thought it was, and then we made new contract highs. What about this one?
Well, the key is having follow-through. After you make a reversal, if the next day, if you begin to see follow-through, whether it's to the upside or downside, if you have follow-through that next following day, that solidifies the fact that maybe that reversal down is going to catch. So if you don't have initial follow-through when you have these reversals, like in the overnight session, that kind of indicates that that was just maybe caused by some other outside influence and it wasn't really a solid reversal type action.
Do you keep a track on a chart of the Dow?
I watch the Dow all the time, yes.
Is it below its 200-day moving average?
I don't have a moving average on my chart. I'm not big on moving averages. Everybody else follows them. So I like to maybe watch something different. Usually about moving averages, by the time it closes above or below moving average, you've already missed 5 weeks of the trend. So that's why I don't like moving averages, but I do know that the trade watches them as key points anyway. But I think they would be mostly the way the most of the trade watches them mostly on a short-term basis.
Are you looking at your Dow chart and saying to yourself, maybe you could take off another 500 or to maybe 1,000 points
before
correction?
Well, you're kind of getting out of my field. I don't necessarily want to start talking about Dow action. I watch the Dow, but I have a hard enough time keeping track of corn and soybean prices, let alone getting over into that area.
Okay. Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're listening to WILL Urbana.